Gas time. Time for gas.
wonder. Gotta keep my faith alive, the love is found.
You know, it's a message. It's timeless. Timeless. As relevant now as it was then. Black Eyed Peas. Here's the peas. Here's the peas with Where's Love. Just because you're playing songs from 2000 to 2009 does not mean your station is for millennials. Very sudden, very hard rain. Okay. Well, fuck. This drive's probably gonna suck, man.
Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, together feeling so free. more meat than we used to with meatier head. So that means our genetics are different. Now the trick to that is there's no such thing as a free lunch. We've got to make sure that we feed those animals to their genetic potential. Just because we have those genetics, if we don't give them the proper nutrition, then we don't get the results we'd like to see.
And what else is Cargill doing to promote sustainability?
When you look at Cargill as a whole, we're doing a lot of research into antibiotic alternatives with the veterinary feed directive ruling that came through FDA this year. That's put a little bit more pressure on us and our producers to make sure that we're doing our absolute best to follow those rules and also to look to the future to see what else we can do. We're also doing as much as we can to promote responsible antibiotic use within our customer base.
Well, of course, if folks want to learn more about sustainability or some of the other availabilities through Cargill Animal Health, where can they find this information?
Cargill.com/feed, and then any nutrient or bigger tone dealer would sure be happy to point them in our direction, and we're always happy to come out and do a ranch visit. And
I'm pickle, strong and long, you're wrong. step into the AM.
Thank you.
radio. You had your shot.
Potholes, man.
My big brother was Big's brother. Used to be Dane and Big's brother. Who was hip hop brother? Who was no ID friend? No ID my mentor. Now let the story begin. It's the hard knock life.
In your market, and then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes want a hand, cook me breakfast in the news, scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mass. last era, era. So never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward, it's Kanye. I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like fuck your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask the native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed. How would I be in the ghetto in jail? I'm free, I'm alive. I got money, I ain't ghetto in jail.
Rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam though. That part is man though. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am though. Keep shit the same for damn sure. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of boss, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash nigga that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they can give me a sale, but I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. Fuck it, give me a scale. It's pure dope, I can sell it forever, who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac 11 weapon spark, you get severed in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art, and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yes, I'm sorry. These niggas got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man. Yeah,
always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed. How would I end up in a ghetto in jail? I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't ghetto in jail.
need that.
Pulled up on this bitch in a G-Wagon like goddamn, dipping down the cranes.
right on Wilmington, right on Brazil, where me and my niggas chill. Big face, frog dog, badass and Chuck on the dead end street. And pop the nigga, what's up? I brought Kate to the hood, brought Drake to the hood, brought Drake to the hood. Nigga, you straight, this my hood. Chuck Taylor, nigga. Hurricane, baby Kane, and I've rapped from the sea.
Oh, man. I hoped to get that Denny's thing up and running by today, but I think that thing's dead. Wish I knew what happened to it, because Peter made it sound like it worked, but I think at some point over time, it just took a shit. I don't know.
Yes, I am the abominable DJ Quick. In here, one more problem. We got Game in here. We got Wiz in here. It's a problem, baby. Super Dave. Y'all know where Rosecrans is. It's a long-ass avenue that go from the beach to the streets. And it probably ain't got no potholes in it. I know they done fixed them. They got money account in there.
Crossing over the railroad tracks, then they got packed out in the canal. Slid out, then got some of the crew. Came back like, what's happening now? Part of my young niggas going so...
Check some connections. Yeah, so I mean, I took that thing apart and hooked it up directly. And powered it separately through USB and everything, like it's an Android. There's an Arduino in there that seems like it's built specifically to just pass controller shit from the controller ports. And it might also be reading the cartridge slot, but those cartridges are not real cartridges. I haven't opened up the carts yet, but I bet there's nothing in them. I wish I had one of these things, or at least saw this thing working once, so yes. I could see what it is supposed to do. But the end result's kind of the same of like yanking this Android TV thing out of it. So the Arduino is hooked up to this.
Remember that shit Bam Bam used to have over his shoulder? Bink.
The Arduino is hooked up to the motherboard on the 2600, which again is, you know, like to get the joysticks working and all that sort of shit. And then that gets passed to this Android device that has, it's like an Android TV stick thing. And.
Yeah, I would say that.
That thing doesn't boot up. That thing is dead. The lights on it come on, but there's no, it does not emit video at all. I yanked it out, plugged it in direct. Unhooked from the Arduino, hooked up to the Arduino, all the other stuff, you know, kind of powering it different ways, hooking it up different ways, like bypassing the port repeater that they're using to get the HDMI port on the back of the 2600 hooked up. And it just seems like it's potentially fried. I don't know. It just never, it never comes up. Like, it just, it's not spitting out even a black screen. Like, it's just, there's no video signal coming out of it at all. It'll...
1607 to change.
Like, when I power it, the blue light will light up on the board, on the Android board, and then that goes out. So I don't know if it's just like trying to boot and then taking a shit at some point in that process.
Could you put some sauce on there for me? No, he's inside
there. It's got an SD slot that's empty on it.
Can you make me some guacamole? Are you a guacamole? Okay, my burrito, I like the machaco beef and the shredded pork. Some more cheese, please.
But, like, I just, you know, because this thing is, like, years old now, like, I don't know if the cartridge slot actually did anything when it was working, or if it just booted up some interface and you picked whichever game you wanted and the cartridge stuff was just, you know, completely bypassed. I'm guessing that it was just completely bypassed because getting the cartridge slot to work on that thing seems like it would be... Like, even for as crazy as that thing is, like, that seems like it's a little too far.
What is the color sign? It's chicken. Okay, what is the carne asada? It's the beef. Okay, let me get 2 carne asada tacos.
But also, those carts don't do anything in a real 2600. So it's not like they just relabeled some existing games. Like, there is a board in there. But I'm guessing, like, by the look of the motherboard, just having... like, the 2600 board has the Stella chip and all the... Like, but the chips that are supposed to be on that board have been yanked out. So it's just an empty 2600 motherboard. So there's no way... it would be able to pass through regular 2600 stuff. Unless it is wired up. So I started looking at 2600 schematics, and it does look like there it's possible that it is passing the cartridge port on. But I'm still willing to bet that even if it is using the carts... Like, that's an Android device. It's going to have to go through a boot-up process. It's going to have to fucking spit a logo onto the screen. Like, it's probably going to have to... It's probably going to have to do something before it just fires up the game. It's not going to be like a regular cartridge-based system. So having the Android part of this chain not spit out anything says to me that it kind of doesn't matter what the cartridge port is doing, because it's probably not even getting to the point where it would be reading from that port. What if the OS is in the carts? That seems like something that would be cumbersome and really hard to pass on through an Atari cartridge port. And again, like, you know, I hooked it all up. Like, I took it apart, and, like, really the only thing I could bypass on the video front is that, like, there's an HDMI, there's a male HDMI connector on the board, attached to this board. So it's just part of the Android thing. So it's not like there's another video out method on it. And everything else is basically connected by USB. So there are 2 wires on the Atari. They're like coming off the board into a USB that goes into the Android, and that's power. It's getting power off of the Atari that way. But you can just, you know, like, I was just powering it off the TV also. So there's a USB port on the TV, so I tried hooking it up that way. And then there's USB from the Arduino to the Android, and it's getting power that, like, and the Arduino is getting powered through that connection also. But yeah, it looks like it's probably just hooked up to the switches on the console and the joystick ports. It's not really... It really doesn't seem like it's like tracing where those wires have been soldered onto the 2600 board. Like, I looking through the schematics, it looks like it's primarily the switches and controller ports and stuff. But I think, yeah, I just think the last link in that chain, like that Android thing, is just not there. I think it's just dead. And I wouldn't be surprised if getting powered off of fucking a 2600 motherboard is just sending it fucking bad power that it eventually just blew up. I don't know. So then it becomes like, okay, can I hook this Android thing up to a PC and yank whatever is on the onboard storage out of it? Get a look at it, but I don't really have other Android devices or ways to necessarily try to run that shit. I could get another one of those exact boards. It looks like they're like fucking $40 on Amazon. But yeah, I basically like unhooked the Android thing from it completely and plugged it directly into a TV. And then plugged it, the USB into it to power it that way too. If you're trying to identify the board, I sent a reply to someone on Twitter around that same time with a link to Amazon of what it was. Like, there's a, on the bottom side of the board. So on the bottom side of that board, there's like a hastily attached heatsink that I don't know is if that's stock for that thing or if someone put it on there after the fact. Like, there's just a fucking piece of metal, basically, at least I assume it's there for heatsink purposes. Like, there's a piece of metal fucking taped to a processor on that thing. Yeah, like, the bottom side of that board says, like, CX919 version 2.3, or, you know, like, whatever it is. And it's just one of the, it seems like it's probably one of those without a, like, not in a box. You know? Whether they yanked it out of the box, they bought it through alternative means, I don't actually know. But where they would have sourced this fucking weird shit. I mean, I guess if I could get the flash or whatever is installed onto that thing off of it, I could theoretically buy one of those and flash it with whatever the fuck is on this thing and try to hook it up, but at some point, like, I, you know, at some point that's probably not worth it. But Peter did say it booted up to an interface of some kind originally, so... Also, these games no longer on the iOS App Store. They put them out, you know, 3 years ago or whatever. For free. And they're, and they're not up anymore. Which is fine, because they looked fucking awful, but it's kind of beside the point, really. Yeah, I'm sure there's an APK out there for the Android version of that. Or maybe that's even still on some Android store somewhere, I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess the next step is open the carts. Like, I was kind of hoping to avoid doing that because then I'm punching a hole in their artwork, which is kind of the only cool thing about those carts. Because there's a screw under the sticker. No, it was called Denny's Atari Remix or Atari Denny's Remix or something like that. That thing was hooked up in such a way that it would play regular 2600 games with an HDMI port on the back. Like, that would be really fucking neat, because wiring up a fucking 2600 these days is like a suck-ass process. That's why I like my weird portable 2600. Is it's just a good way to very quickly fucking test out a cartridge or something. It's not a great way to play those games all the time, but that screen is small, old, not shielded particularly well, so. Coolest thing I found for hooking up 2600s, and, you know, whatever, there are much more fucking dramatic mods you can do, you know, like people have modded RGB fucking 2600s and all that weird shit, but the coolest cheap thing I found was a little barrel connector that was an RCA style connection on one end and coax on the other. And the thing was maybe an inch long. And that replaces that channel 3 switch box thing, basically. Like, you just plug the one 2600 cable that carried audio and video into that thing, and then screw the coax into something that's coax. And you get a pretty direct, pretty clean connection that's not you going through one of these fucking switch boxes. And that was a good, like, you know, that's a good solution that doesn't involve you making fucking dramatic changes to a 2600, you know. It also works with, you know, any other system that does that type of RF shit. If you want to, not that you would ever RF an NES in this day and age, you don't need to do that, but, you know, like a Commodore 64 or something like that. And then, yeah, you coax into a VCR and then come out of the VCR with S-Video or, you know, component or whatever, even. That was what we were using in a lot of cases, or not that specific connection, but, like, we... Actually, maybe we did use it once that way. 2600 stuff. I feel like we ran a 2600 stream at some point. I could be be wrong. But, like, you know, we have these little decks, these little 8mm tape things with built-in screens that we used to use at GameSpot to do all our capture. Like, everyone had one of those on their desk, so they could just wire consoles through it and capture footage. And, you know, those would stabilize a signal, so, like, what was it that we had that was just fucking fucked? I guess, like, trying to hook up, like, a Famicom Twin when I was trying to hook that thing up, or just hooking up a regular Famicom and stuff like that, like, some of these 240-line devices, or whatever the fuck they were, like, we could go directly into the scan converter, but it was all fucked up, so actually running it through one of those decks stabilized the signal enough to kind of get it into the scan converter more cleanly. I should have gone and blocked the intersection for a couple of seconds, because then I would be up there instead of back here, but... I wonder who they went to get those 2600s made for their dumb promotion. Like, do they pay fucking Ben Heckendorn to do those? Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. Ben Heck does better work. But if he had to do 30 of them or something for this Denny's promotion to send out to press, or however many they... I wonder how many they made. Polygon got one. Hit a bump just right, and some of this energy drink splashed out of the can and all over this iPad screen. Good stuff. These dudes are dangerously in the way of that car. Okay, well. All right, I'm here. I'm gonna go. That's fucking crazy out here. All right, I gotta go. Have a good Friday. I'll probably bring that thing onto the show and just talk about it a little bit. If you want to see more of it. Anyway, I'll see you later.